You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Driven in the air, right field deep, back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Home run, Ian Happ.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Soto drills one deep to left, leaping up and snagging it is Ian Happ roaming toward left center. What a catch by Ian Happ.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
I carried John Lester's speaker.
Of course,
JBL speaker for 2 or 3 years, and I loved it.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Ian's going to be active tonight.
Yeah, that's right. We decided to put 2 of Ian Happ's opens together. As we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, we go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we do welcome back Ian Happ, even though we've been talking to him the whole time, but welcome back into the livelihood of being available. Ian, let's start with that oblique. How are you feeling?
Good. Feeling good. Feeling ready to go. Excited to be back. Boys did a great job, and I'm ready to be back in the thick of it.
Was there any concern at all that you wouldn't be back today? I mean, you said it pretty definitively last week. Hey, I'll be back Tuesday.
No, I think whenever you're going through rehab and something, you know, you want it to be the shortest stint possible, and you want to be back, and you want to be committed to that, you know, going through the rehab process and say, we'll see. It's, you know, a lot of it's mental and having a goal in mind. And so, you know, I felt like we did the right stuff and could make it happen by today, and happy that it worked out that way.
I still think it's impressive because I know there have been many, 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 many times in baseball where you say you're going to be expected back on a certain date and it doesn't happen. So to be able to do that, does it say more about, I think, knowing that the injury was severe enough to where you needed maybe a day or two, but knowing that that was the allowance you had on the injured list?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was partly about doing the right thing for the health of the season and taking the days, but also just understanding that, you know, knowing your body and knowing that, you know, if you give it a few extra days and work back in the right progression, that you're going to have a chance to kind of be back on that first possible day.
Biggest question we have right now, and we don't seem to have a consensus answer, maybe you can give us an insight. Where will you be hitting in this batting order? Because we were told you'd be the leadoff guy when you came back, but then Jed Hoyer this morning kind of sounded like there was going to be some type of discussion.
Yeah, I guess we'll all know when the lineup's announced.
All right. I think it also just says a lot about how it's been producing, where you've talked about it before. We have talked about it before many times. This is a 1-9 type of lineup when it comes to who can do what on a given day. What did you observe while you were out that really was encouraging to see? And obviously PCA trying to do the job, holding it down in your stead.
Yeah, I just think all the way through the lineup, I think the quality of the at-bats and the ability, whether it being scoring early and giving ourselves a chance to be up or being down in a couple of those games. And always, this lineup is pretty special in the fact that you always feel like you're going to be in it. You're always going to, whether it's fifth or sixth or seventh inning, we feel like we're going to score and make it a game. I think you saw it last night. And so I think that's kind of been the most impressive thing watching the group and being part of it, is that you never feel like you're out of a baseball game.
When you left the lineup, Matt Shaw wasn't in it, but he's back and batting ninth last night, had a nice day. Could have had what could have been a game-winning RBI double, but of course the Marlins were able to come back in the bottom of the ninth. What do you think about Matt Shaw's new non-leg kick, I guess is what we're calling it, because
it's
that seems
step.
To yeah, it's a different approach than he had the last time we saw him in the bigs, and something he obviously worked on down in the minors.
Yeah, I think just you get that feedback from the league about your swing and kind of where they're beating you up a little bit. And so for him to go down there and make some tweaks, yeah, I think everybody does that throughout their career of figuring out how to simplify the move and get to a place where you can handle more pitches at this level. And, you know, he comes back into a game where you get a right on right 93 to 96 mile an hour change up with a guy throwing a 97, 98 mile an hour sinker in on his hands and two breaking balls. And it's just, that's the caliber of talent the big leagues right now. It's doesn't let up, and it's relentless. And so for him to go out there yesterday, get a couple of hits, an extra base hit, and kind of fit right back in. He made some great plays at third base too. Yeah, we all believe in him, and we all think he's going to be a big part of this lineup. So it's good to see and good to have him back.
You've been through that process of being up and then having to go back down and come back up. I'm just curious, what was the most valuable part of that experience for you? And what do you think he's going through in that same type of process?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit different. Just, you know, he had the way that it worked for me, right, was it was a year and a half in the big leagues and then going back down. I think what I learned, you know, besides a few little tweaks and understanding, just believing in myself and getting to a point, I was down for a long time and was frustrated and had to get to a place where just really started believing in myself again and trusting that I could do it at the highest level. But you know, I miss the guys. I miss being around it. I miss competing at this level. And with that group that I had spent, you know, almost 2 years with, to be back with them and back competing was the biggest thing that I missed. I think for Maddie, just the understanding, getting that taste of the big leagues and understanding what he needed to do a little bit differently or a little bit better. And then, you know, you can see the adjustments and you know, we're all pulling for him to just continue having that confidence and the belief that you could do it.
This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And now, unfortunately, we hear from Craig Council last night, Ian, that Porter Hodge is going on the injured list with an oblique. I don't think they're contagious, but I know, having just come off of it, what do you think he's dealing with from a pitching standpoint? You mentioned torque last time. It's the same with him, I imagine.
Yeah, it was a little bit different. Just the, you know, when you're a hitter, you can, or position player, you can do things to kind of mitigate or you know, hey, I know I can swing at 80 or 90%, or I know that this one thing might bug it a little bit, but I can manage it. Like pitching, it's a full effort every single time. And if you're not at 100% and your stuff ticks down, it gets really hard to compete. And so, you know, I don't think it's like crazy serious. I think we're gonna see him back and not too long, but being intelligent about making sure that it doesn't do something that it's either competing in the game at a kind of without his best stuff, or something that could get worse and potentially we don't have him for a long time. So you know, he's gonna get right and he'll be back before we know it. But yeah, I think and having those options in the bullpen, it's tough when you have a situation where the bullpen's a little short and you're staying because guys throw back to back and then you have to stay away from guys. And before you know it, you don't have a ton of options. So, he'll be back soon, and he'll get right. And he's just a huge part of the back end of our bullpen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, he's done a tremendous job, Marshall and I. In the last segment, we're trying to figure out how they put that together. I want to ask you a question, too, about how the outfield plays in Miami, Marlins Park, Lone Depot Park, whatever you want to call it. It looks massive on TV.
Yeah.
It's big. Like that actually playing too, because sometimes it's different being there in person, but it looks like you guys are playing in an ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. It's big out there. There's a lot of room. I think left center especially is a really big part of the park. It still flies a little bit down the lines, and you know, you definitely see guys hit homers there, but it's big. And I think it's a really good place. You're going to see Pete run around out there. It's a great place for him. But yeah, it's just communicating and like understanding that in that spot that there's, you know, the left center gap, you're kind of giving the left center gap the respect, because there's just a lot of room to roam and a little bit different from Wrigley in that sense.
Pete's going to burn off some energy.
Yeah, seems like a lot. We were joined by Cubs Gold Glove outfielder Ian Happ, who is also the co-host of the Compound Podcast. Of course, that's part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes dropping each Wednesday, that's tomorrow, with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ian, your reaction there leads to another question. What's your favorite and least favorite ballpark to play left field in outside of Wrigley Field?
I think least favorite, Houston. Houston's a crazy one with the Crawford boxes and then kind of that corner where you're running around. But I think favorite is a good one outside of Wrigley. I think Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got a lot of room to roam in left. It's 420 to left center, so plenty of opportunities to go make plays there.
It's just a beautiful ballpark, too. I know we've talked about it. I also want to point out our live broadcast at Brickhouse in Wrigleyville with special guest, one Ian Happ, is next Wednesday, May 28th, and it is brought to you by Verizon. Ian, I also want to know what it was like to observe Crosstown since you weren't having to play. Did you see enough people in Pope costumes? What was the vibe like just not playing but observing, you know, from the dugout?
Yeah, it's always great. I mean, the energy in the stadium is fantastic. You know, winning games helps that. But it was cool what Major League Baseball did, but the rivalry week and having that across the league, I thought that was an interesting concept. And I know attendance was really good around baseball. But, yeah, it's always special, and it's always special to be a part of that. And I think we took back the winning record for the total series, right?
Mm-hmm.
75-74 all time.
Yes.
Go Cubbies.
I do think you bring up a good point, though, because baseball marketed something, and look, there were results. Maybe they should try that more often.
Yeah, and I think the interesting part about it is you're always going to get, you know, whether it's Cubs, Cardinals, or Yankees, Red Sox, like, there was some talk about, you know, well, why aren't those those are always going to get views, and you're always going to get people that are excited to come to those games. So for Major League Baseball to do the, you know, all the teams that are closest to each other and have the inner city matchups and do that over the course of one weekend, I thought was a really cool concept. And and something that I hope they keep doing. So just little things to market the game like that and get people excited are great. And baseball's in a healthy spot right now, and it's fun to see.
Yeah, the rivalry weekend thing has been interesting. They talked about the attendances around baseball, and even though some of those rivalries don't make sense, except for if you follow baseball, like the Red Sox and the Braves don't make sense unless you've been following interleague since it started, because they do play every year. What is your favorite rivalry outside of the White Sox and in division? Like, is there another team outside of the division, not the White Sox, that you enjoy seeing?
Oh, that's a good one. Outside division, I'm trying to think of like who we've played a lot. I think the one in recent years, I think because it hasn't happened much, is just when the Yankees come to town. I think two historic franchises, and it's really fun whether we go to New York or they come to us now that we're doing it every year. I think that's been pretty special in the last few years to just see the Cub fans show up in New York and then see when the Yankees come to town. As people are excited to see those players and for the franchise to get together. So that's been a really fun one.
And speaking of that, I know Chris Chelios, we joked that he may have broken some news at the seventh inning stretch on Sunday, but we are trying to figure out what former Yankee, former Cub, of course, Anthony Rizzo is going to do. You heard anything? Is there anything that you know, or maybe what you've estimated? Just Chelly brought it up, you know, to everybody watching at the ballpark, and he's right. It's a topic people want to know about.
Yeah, I think so. Riz did the Apple TV, and you know, he's going to be a staple in Chicago. He's going to be somebody that's immortalized there, and has been so important, especially the franchise. And I think it was a cool moment, actually, to be out there and what Shelly did. And I think, you know, 44 is going to be, I don't know if anybody's going to wear that number again. It's his legacy in Chicago, you know, what he meant to me as a player. And excited to have him back around the organization at some point, and whether that's soon or in the future. It just, when his name's brought up, the way that the fans react to what he's meant is truly special. And you know, he's going to be one of those legends of the game that's just going to be beloved for the rest of his life in Chicago, and that's a special thing.
Love that. Very, very diplomatic way of putting, saying you don't know, or at least telling us. That was great, Ian. Thank you so much. We're also looking forward to not only your appearance next week, but the Compound Live podcast. That is at Music Box Theater on Saturday, May 31st. Compound Live with special guest P. Crow Armstrong. I have a feeling that's going to get fun and high energy. Get tickets at musicboxtheater.com. Anything else
yeah,
we connect?
Not,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, with the live show, we're not going to record the whole thing. So, like, if you want to experience it, if you want to see it, it's not going to be on YouTube or anything later. It's going to be a really intimate, like, live experience. And we're excited to have Pete. You know, he's going to be with us the whole time. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The tickets are on sale at musicboxtheater.com. Like you said, we're going to be tweeting out the links and putting them out there so people can see it. But we're getting close to capacity, so we're fired up for it.
And then Cold Brew Season, of course, it's Steingold's, and you
Cold
can
Brew
get
season.
Connect. Yeah.
It's that time of year. Everybody get their canned cold brew. And we got the keg in the clubhouse now, too. We got the cans and the keg, so we got cold brew everywhere flying around the clubhouse.
Cold brew in a keg?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, like the nitro. So we got it on tap.
Has somebody done a cold brew keg stand?
Oh.
No, not yet. Maybe we can arrange that. JMO might do that.
That would be a difficult lift, but I have faith that you guys could do it.
We got some strong guys. Figure it out.
I love this.
I think they can figure that out.
He's really tall. Okay, I'm thinking about the leverage here. It's difficult.
No, I can see it. I can literally picture it right now.
I love it. We'll figure it out, Ian. We'll volunteer as tribute. I've done bass and cheerleading stunts before.
Layla is volunteering as tribute, to be clear, Ian. I'm not volunteering for that.
As long as I'm insurance cleared, I'm good. Ian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Good luck today as well. Back
Thanks,
in the
Ian.
Lineup, we know we're back eligible for the Cubs. That's great to see.
I want to remind people they can join our guy, Mark Grody, from 1 to 3 p.m. this Thursday at the Verizon store at 630 Grand Avenue in Gurnee. Three pairs of tickets will be given away to Cubs on Deck on May 28th at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville with special guest Ian Happ. Cubs on Deck, powered by Verizon. Learn more about Verizon's deals for Military Appreciation Month at your local Verizon store.
Yeah, we appreciate our military, and I appreciate everybody who texted in yesterday. We had some servicemen text in, so thank you for your service every single day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.